Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Spiritual Queen's Badass Podcast. Thank you. Thank you for joining me for another one of my episodes. So this week I wanted to cover something which I think a lot of us probably struggle with, and I definitely have, so I thought it was the perfect time to bring this topic up, and it is how to share your spiritual beliefs with your loved ones. So I didn't want to strictly limit this to partners or relationships. I wanted to cover family and friends as well, because I think this can apply to all of us, and I think it still is difficult to explain it to your potential new love interest than it is to explain it to your friends. So opening up to your friends, family, or loved ones about being spiritual and about doing law of attraction or about crystals or whatever you like to practice can be really daunting, simply because the media portrays spiritualism so negatively. We all look crazy, Woodstock people, hippies. I mean, we've heard it all. So really coming out and saying, hey, I believe in the universe and I'm spiritual, can be really, really difficult. And I think it can also be difficult, especially if your family are, you know, of a certain religion and they're very, you know, strict on that religion, that you should follow that religion as well. It can sometimes be difficult for you to kind of step forward and say, hey, that's great that it works for you, but I believe in this. And, you know, it can be difficult to express what you want to follow in life and what you believe in. So the best ways I learned, the first people I opened up to were my friends. So this was my old set of friends, not my lovely friends I have now, who all do law of attraction themselves. So the set of friends I had back then kind of listened. They were like, yep, okay, I kind of get it, but, you know, and I think because I'd been to a lot of psychics at that time as well, I think they thought I was just losing the plot in general, and that finding this law of attraction and spirituality was just the final step to my crazyism. I don't even think crazyism is a word, but I'm going with it. So when I first found law of attraction, I definitely didn't have a support network around me whatsoever. I didn't have any spiritual friends online, although I did, after a couple of months, go into a few spiritual groups and found a few friends who I'm still friends with now, which is amazing, all over the world. So that really helped me. So I didn't have anybody in my life, i.e. family or friends, who supported me. They all kind of laughed at me, and they all just, yeah, they didn't get it. They did not get it one bit. And, you know, they would mock me quite a bit and talk about me behind my back and make jokes about it. And also when I went to my parents at first, I think they just kind of thought, like, what on earth is she on about? Like, they kind of supported me, like they'd listen, but they just wouldn't care. Like, it was not for them. So really, it was quite lonely, my awakening. It was quite lonely delving into law of attraction and spirituality. And, you know, I had to follow my own faith, follow my own belief, and follow what I felt I was guided to do. So like I said, after a few months, I got really frustrated at the fact that I just didn't have anybody around me who believed in the same things or experienced the same things as I did, because at this point, the white butterflies were going cray around me, and it was difficult to be able to say to someone, oh my God, these white butterflies are stalking me. What does it mean? Because people were like, why are there butterflies stalking you? And I kind of like knew it was something to do with like my ex or my soulmate, whatever, but I didn't fully know the reason until months later. So I was having all these experiences and intuition and psychic readings and loads of amazing things come through, and I just had nobody to share it with, which I think is really sad. So it's important to kind of build your spiritual community around you, people, friends, even just online people you can connect with who you can go to and say, like, guess what's happened today? Like, isn't this amazing? And I definitely think this helped me because I met some lovely women from all around the world, America, Canada, and even a lady in the UK. And we just shared experiences. And this was when I was going through the breakup with the ex. And I did at that point think we were going to be back together. So for me, it was just a good place to go to these ladies and have full support and full spiritual support as well. So I would definitely recommend finding people like that. So if you're a part of my Law of Attraction Facebook group as well, like, you know, put a status out, invite a conversation to start between you and some other people, and, you know, just see how you get on with people, whether you uplift one another and whether you want to be like accountability buddies where you can just go to one another
and
feel supported no matter what. So the right things to do, I guess, would just be to ease people into it. I think the best way I did it was ease people into it. There definitely wasn't a right or wrong way to do it, but I think when my parents could see that I was manifesting and like bringing some crazy things into my life, I think that's when they started to believe it. And I think after a year of me being positive, creating a whole business out of this and, you know, really transforming my life entirely, manifesting like the dream man, the dream house, literally everything, I think that's when they thought, wow, okay, yeah, I don't think this is a coincidence. I think she's actually doing this. And I think they saw such positive changes in me and me becoming, you know, the person I was meant to be. I think that's what made them realize. So they now practice it, as much as they're not going to admit it. They definitely put their positive pants on and they do practice positivity, gratitude, and like, they do it very loosely, not as, you know, in depth as I am with crystals and moon cycles and angels and everything like that. But yeah, they have definitely changed their opinions and they love it. So that's been a really positive turnaround for me because now my family support me. And it's really funny because my granddad has started watching my YouTube videos as well. And he's probably the one person who is the least likely to believe in this ever. And obviously because his wife's my nan who passed away, and Rachel has taught me a lot about my nan when she's come through in readings, I was quite nervous of him hearing this because he doesn't believe in psychics, and I was nervous about him hearing everything I talk about, I guess. But he has literally been so supportive, and he's even said, like, where was all this positivity when your nan passed away? Like, I could have used this. And, you know, he's learning about gratitude, and me and mum were just sat there freaked out because I was like, wow, if my granddad's even doing this, what the hell? Like, anybody would do it. So friend wise those friends who didn't really believe and didn't support me, they did move out my life anyway when I had a massive emotional clear out of everybody in my life. And slowly but surely I manifested people into my life who do Law of Attraction. So my good old friend Selena came back into my life and she did Law of Attraction, and we've literally known each other since we were kids but kind of lost contact as we went through school. So that was amazing, and now I'm godmother to her beautiful daughter, so that's an amazing friendship. And Selena's definitely someone who I can turn to no matter what with anything spiritual, anything cosmic, and, you know, she'll be supportive, she'll be loving, she'll give me advice. And, you know, some of my other friends, they don't necessarily practice it or say they practice it, but they definitely do it. They definitely do it. They're doing their gratitude, they're using positivity, you know, they're setting goals. I'm like, oh, it's rubbing off on you too. So it is just a natural cause of effect. Like, when you're manifesting and when you're positive and when you vibrate at such a high energy, people will just attract themselves to it. People will want to be around you. People will say, and like, even my web guy said to me the other day after our call, he's like, God, I just always feel so uplifted and positive after our calls. And I was like, it says positive vibes, Joe. And he didn't admit it, but he knows it's those positive vibes. So, you know, the best thing you can do to make people, like, you know, explore it for themselves is definitely not to force it upon them. Definitely not. But just put the information in front of them, show them that it works through yourself, and just share those experiences. So be positive, be that happy energy that people want to be around, and they will see it for themselves. It will get to a point where they physically can't deny it anymore. And that's definitely everybody in my life now. It's got to a point where nobody can deny it because I'm just manifesting incredible things and, you know, doing an incredible thing in the world. So probably the scariest person I've had to tell about spirituality was definitely Mr. C. Now, when I first met him, I don't think straight away I thought, oh, this is Mr. Right, this is the husband. I don't think I did. It took me about 2 weeks to realize what I had said.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The day before my tattooist, when I had my white butterfly done, and it all just suddenly fell into place, and I was like, oh my god, yeah, that's definitely him. He's just entered my life. Oh my god, what do I do? So I then went into freak out mode, pure freak out mode, just like I did with the house. And I was like, nope, it's definitely not him. Definitely not him. Definitely not him. And I kind of feel bad because I was looking back at my messages to Selena the other day, and I looked literally like a week after we met, and I was putting, yeah, definitely not the husband. And now I'm like, well, he definitely is. So I definitely had a freak out, but probably I would say, I think it was probably a month, not even a month into our relationship. I think it was less than that. I think it must have been literally even a few weeks into us dating and kind of like seeing each other. Obviously, that was a conversation that was going to come up because it's something I strongly believe in and I wanted him to believe in as well at that time. So I kind of needed to suss out for myself how much of this dream man list he ticked and whether he was spiritual and what his beliefs were. And, you know, I wanted to suss it out more than anything. So because it was such a big part of my career as well, there was going to be a conversation to be had where I'm not just coupon queen. So I remember we were literally going to Bath on our first date. It definitely was our first date. And yeah, I don't hang around. On our first official date, like we'd met up before for drinks and stuff, but our first official dinner date, we went to Bath and I literally just decided to tell him in the car all about the universe, all about gratitude and how we can bring things to us by asking for them. And I kind of eased in at that. That was all I went in with, like, yeah, we can have anything we want in this life. And yeah, I talk about this on my YouTube. And yeah, I like crystals. And yeah, that's it. So that was kind of how I eased him into it. And then I think it was, I'm so bad at remembering time frames, but I think it was probably a couple of weeks after that, he was very much like, saying how, I mean, he was so open very early on about like marriage, kids. He was just like, you know, I know that my next relationship would be my last relationship. And when he said that, I was like, boom, I can have the husband conversation. So I messaged him, I think this was over text, I don't think it was in person, and I was like, that's so funny because that's the thing I said, that my next relationship would be my last relationship. I was like, how funny is that? So I decided to tell him that I had been manifesting a husband, and to my delight, he took it very well. He did not run away, he did not scream, he did not run at me calling me a witch or anything crazy. He was absolutely happy with that. So that was good because obviously I was a bit worried that for someone who wasn't spiritual and I literally had to explain everything to, that they may suddenly think, what's the hell, when I'm like, yeah, I manifested you. Like, yeah, I've been asking the universe for exactly you for the last year. And And he hasn't seen my dream man list, but I've told him what was on it and like showed him little previews of it. So he has seen bits of it, but not all of it. And he is 98% the dream man, as we joke, because the only two things on there which he's not is the loves photography. But that was only because I wanted someone who could take good photos of me. And he does take good photos of me, so I've disregarded that one. And the other one is spiritual, but Delano has told me multiple times that he will be spiritual. I'm the one who awakens him. And seeing as I've awakened everybody else in my life, it's definitely going to happen. So I think it has been really difficult to, you know, I think bring him into my spiritual world, if anything, because he's not like against it. But when like I put The Secret on Netflix, he like falls asleep and he's like, nah. And, you know, I'm just like, just be open to it, just watch it, it will change your life. And I think because I'm trying to subtly force it, it's just not gonna work. Like, that's not how the law of attraction works at all. So if you've met someone and you're like worried about how to explain it to them, the best way is to just ease them into it. Like, let them see what you do naturally. Don't just be like, this is what I do, this is what I believe in, I've manifested you. Just ease the conversations in and let them kind of have those conversations with you. So you could almost like leave some angel cards out and then they'll be like, oh, what are these? Like, let them naturally take an interest, because then they won't feel like backed into a corner or like, you will be spiritual. And with Mr. C, I'm definitely doing that myself. I'm letting him take the interest. So I stopped all forcefulness. And, you know, he started like picking up my crystals and he was like, oh, wow, I actually can feel like energy from them. And I was like, yeah, you can. That was a proud moment for me. And, you know, he'll like ask about incense I burn. And, you know, he'll ask about my readings of Rachel and Delano. And, you know, like, he'll always listen. Like, he's definitely supportive. I cannot fault him on that. Like, he will listen to every weird thing I tell him. And he's just like, oh, cool. He's just so laid back. Some of you have met him now, like at the meetups, and he's literally so laid back. I don't think anything could ever faze him. I mean, I've literally told him that I've spoken to our daughter, which we're supposedly meant to have, because I've done this through meditation for years, and I thought I was crazy. I was like, how can my future daughter be contacting me? But she's super spiritual, and it's just really loving. It's just whenever I go into meditation, I just get these messages, get these intuition, I see her, and it's actually just really nice to know that that's, you know, my future, and that I'm going to be really happy. And, you know, it's just really loving. And some of you, since I've said this on my YouTube video, have actually come forward and said you've had messages from your future children as well. So I love that. I love that I'm not the only one, and I'm definitely not going crazy. And Rachel did confirm to me that it was her, because I was a little bit worried. I was like, I don't want to get my hopes up. And she was like, nope, it's definitely her. She just wants to guide you and like keep you safe and everything. So it's really loving, and it's so special to have that. So obviously I've explained this to him and explained like what I've seen and predicted and stuff, and he's just like, oh, that's really cool. And I'm just like, why are you not thinking I'm crazy right now? Like, any other man would run. Any other man would be like, this is too much for me. So I am really grateful that he is so supportive and does listen to everything and like never judges me or never says like, that's weird, because, you know, he loves me. He wants me to be happy. And even if he doesn't believe in it, then he'll listen, he'll support. So hopefully, I hope that he's taking it all in and he's like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, yeah, I believe in that. And he does say things and I'm like, ha, that's what a positive law of attraction person would say. So I am rubbing off on him, definitely. I think it's just definitely something he's got to do in his own time and explore himself. It's a classic thing of, you can't force people to do things. You can't force them to awaken. You can't force them to want to do these things. And me and Selena have been working on this ourselves, because her partner's not very spiritual, but he has definitely become spiritual over the last few months. He's supporting her. He's doing law of attraction. So she's really happy, and it's good for me to see that he was very against it to start off with, and now he's like doing it. If he can do it, Mr. C definitely can. But at the end of the day, if your family, your friends and your loved ones, they love you, and if they don't accept it and they're not very nice to you about it, then I think it's maybe worth considering whether that person should be in your life. Because no matter what, you know, we all respect one another, we all love each one, and we all love one another. And it doesn't matter what you believe in or what religion you follow or anything. Like, everything is love, everything is universal, and we all want the same thing, and that's to be happy, peace among the world, and, you know, to have an incredible life. So no matter what, they will support you, maybe not at first, but they will support you. And the best way to get respect and to have that support from anybody in your life is to just show them. If they are being stupid and rude, prove them wrong. Be like, no problem, I'll just go manifest this money. I'll just go manifest everything and you can just see that I can do this. But definitely, definitely have an accountability buddy, have someone who you can talk to and just manifest positive people into your life, because when you're surrounded by positivity and you're surrounded by people who believe in what you do and do what you do, then it's so much easier to raise your vibration and it's in such an easier life. So I hope this podcast has been helpful and I'm really excited about next week's podcast because I've got the lovely Yasmin Boland on talking all things moonology and moon cycles. So I cannot wait for that one. And thank you for all your questions for her because I'm really excited to discuss some of them. So thank you for listening to another one of my podcasts. I hope you have enjoyed it. And if you want to know any more information about me or my Law of Attraction merchandise range, it can all be viewed on emmamumford.co.uk. So don't forget to leave me a comment in the SoundCloud comments below because I reply to them all. And don't forget to join us in my Facebook group, Law of Attraction group, Emma Mumford, to discuss this podcast and anything else you want to ask. So I will see you in my next podcast, which will be next week, guys. Lots of love.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.